Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee today said that the developed countries are advocating free trade and are aggressively trying to gain access to markets in developing countries.
All of us know that the steel industry in India has been passing through difficult times for the last 3 to 4 years. This is true not only in India but globally as well. There is excess capacity worldwide. This has depressed international prices for several items of finished steel. Unfortunately, this has also resulted in some developed countries taking unfair measures to restrict steel imports from India. What is happening is truly ironical. Developed countries advocate free trade and aggressively try to gain access to markets in developing countries. Nevertheless, the very same countries erect unjustified barriers to products from developing nations. This violates the spirit of a just and non-discriminatory world trade regime. One of the reasons for the current troubles of the Indian steel industry is these unfair trade barriers. When I visited the United States last year, we raised this issue with our American friends. Our Commerce Minister raised this matter also in Doha. I hope that barriers to our steel exports will be discarded soon. Today's difficulties should not blind us to the bright prospects for our steel industry tomorrow. India is a country of over 1 billion people. Our per capita consumption of steel is only about 26 kilos. This is very less compared to the global average of 121 kilos, the global average. The demand for steel is bound to increase as we continue to develop our infrastructure, industry and agriculture. For example, all of you know that the government has launched the ambitious National Highway Development Project. It aims to connect the four corners of our country with 13,000 kilometers of world-class highways. We are going to spend more than rupees 50,000 crores on this project. Work on many stretches of this golden quadrilateral linking the four metro cities has already begun. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highway tells me that the project will consume 1 million tons of steel in its first phase alone. We want to similarly boost the steel consumption in Indian railways, in housing construction, and in our various port and airport projects. There is much scope for increasing the demand for steel in our other ambitious project, the National Gram Sadak Yojana. We also need many small and medium bridges in rural areas, not to speak about big bridges across our rivers. In recent years, there has been a flurry of construction of flyovers in our cities. We want to accelerate all these activities because they will cumulatively step up our economy's growth. We want to double our per capita national income in 10 years. This will mean raising the GDP growth rate to 8% and above from the present 5.5%.